This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Odds are you work for a dictator. Even if you love your CEO to pieces, the buck stops there. It ain't no democracy, as they say. Now, many companies can tell you what to do, say, and write even in your off hours, often on the theory that everything you do reflects back on the company and that personal character counts. Elizabeth Anderson is a professor of philosophy and women's studies at the University of Michigan. Her new book is called Private Government: How Employers Rule Our Lives and Why We Don't Talk About It. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about it. You can think of companies like miniature tyrannical states?
That's exactly right. The private workplace is a little private government where bosses order workers around, sometimes tyrannically, and there's very little accountability for the power that they exercise over their workers.
You're talking beyond 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Absolutely. So we live under an employment at will regime. And what that means is that employers can fire workers for any or no reason, even for off-duty activities that they do in their private life over the weekend, on vacation. That can include, for instance, supporting a political candidate, donating to a political campaign, or just speaking out on a political issue where they disagree with their boss.
Now, you have thought a lot about this. You would like to strengthen systems that give rank-and-file people a greater voice in the workplace?
Yes. Germany offers the leading case of this. They have a system at larger firms known as co-determination. And under co-determination, workers actually get an official say. And that appears to be quite consistent with high wages, very good working conditions, stable employment. And workers are pretty happy with the system.
What about going the whole hog? Labor unions.
One of the minuses that a lot of workers feel about labor unions is that it puts them in an adversarial relationship. And a lot of workers would actually prefer a more cooperative relationship. And that's something that co-determination offers. When they are made responsible for the effective functioning of the firm, they can advocate for better working conditions, but cast that in a way that will be helpful to the firm rather than just seeing every encounter as a zero-sum struggle for benefits against their employer.
Elizabeth Anderson, a professor of philosophy at the University of Michigan. The book is called Private Government: How Employers Rule Our Lives and Why We Don't Talk About It. Professor, thanks for talking about it with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.